Welcome to a Bridges for Peace War on Terror Insight. I spoke with Cliff May, a former correspondent of the New York Times and currently president for the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies.
Israel is fighting Hezbollah. It is a terrorist organization that is largely funded, armed, and directed by Syria and even more by Iran. Israel is fighting for its life, and Israel is also fighting for every free country that is out there. And Israel needs to be supported. We have an international resolution, UN Security Council Resolution 1559. It's a rare Chapter 7 resolution. That means it has the force of law, of international law. It says that Hezbollah is meant to be disarmed. It leaves out one crucial detail. Who is going to do it? The Lebanese military never had the will and probably never had a way. I never heard France or Russia or Spain say, that's okay, we'll do it for you. Israel didn't want to take on this chore, but it's been forced into it by an act of war undertaken by Hezbollah. At this point, I think what has to happen, and I just hope and pray that it can happen, is that at the very least, Israel can seriously diminish the capabilities of Hezbollah so that Lebanon, perhaps with international support, can reoccupy its own territory, take responsibility for its own security, rather than have Hezbollah, a terrorist organization, a militia, a state within a state, dictate to the Lebanese people when they're at peace, when they're at war, where their army can go and where their army can't go.
In the last day or so, in the horrific fighting that's been taking place on the northern Israel border, the soldiers have discovered that among the dead, the guerrillas fighting for Hezbollah, there have been about 9 Iranian Revolutionary Guards discovered. If Iran is so physically involved, how far can this go?
Well, we don't know how far this can go. It can go very far. I hope that the Israelis are making it clear to international diplomats and to the international media that they have, in fact, been fighting against Iranians, making it clear to the Lebanese that their country has been occupied by Iranians. I haven't seen this, by the way, on the American media, and I would like to. It is a very significant development that needs to be talked about. Look, it could go a long way. I doubt very much, you know better, that Israel, in the midst of what it's going through right now, wants also to be diverting aircraft to Iran. I think that if Hezbollah is diminished successfully by Israel, that will be a setback for Syria, for Iran, for the entire international militant Islamist or Islamic fascist movement. But if Hezbollah is not diminished, that will be a setback for more than just Israel. It will be a way for Iran, and this may be behind a lot of this, to say to the U.S., we've known all along. We've known since 1979 when we took over your embassy. We've known since 1983 when Hezbollah bombed your marine barracks that you have no way to hurt us, and we have many ways to hurt you. You know, it bothers me a lot. It's a discouraging sign when I keep hearing American and British and even some Israelis say there's no military solution to any of this. And I keep hearing Hezbollah and Hamas and the Iranians say, of course there's a military solution to this.
Well, I'm very concerned. I've been reading about the Hezbollah cells in the United States and wondering just how many dollars have come out of those cells to feed the current activity.
That's possibly true. I think we are doing a better job in this country of cracking down on terrorism. Otherwise, we would have had attacks between 9/11/01 and now. The reason we haven't had attacks is not because we're seen as being on our best behavior. We haven't attempted the kind of appeasement that you've seen the Zapatero government of Spain attempt. I think all of that has to be taken into account. Also, Hezbollah has no difficulty with fundraising. Every time they attack, the price of oil goes up, and we pay more at our pumps, and one way or another, that money gets into Iranian hands. They can fund what they're doing in Lebanon right now just with the cost of gas going up. That brings a whole other subject where we need eventually to get off our total dependence on foreign oil in the U.S., in Israel, in Europe.
My question wasn't specifically an attack on America in any way. I'm concerned about defending democracies in the Western world. How far do we allow democracy to allow infiltration into our society?
Well, we shouldn't allow it. We shouldn't allow it all. We should have good intelligence on it, and we should be cracking down hard on it. I do think the Bush administration has done a fairly good job on that. I can be critical in other areas. And again, the fact that we haven't been hit since 9/11 probably shows that. Nobody predicted that. And then again, it's not because there's been a ceasefire. At the same time, we have a lot of groups that call themselves civil liberties groups who are making it as difficult as they possibly can for us to do absolutely anything to protect ourselves from those who would do us harm. And also, I'm sorry to say, my alma mater, the New York Times, where I spent more time working than at any other organization, has thought it in the public interest to expose every intelligence program they can get their hands on to our enemy, who can read the paper as well as anybody else can.
Here in Israel, we're all anticipating the arrival of Dr. Rice and the conferences and meetings that she will conduct here in Israel and with the Palestinian Authority in the next few hours. We've been encouraged by press reports and by the press conference that she gave in Washington before she left. It would appear that there's not going to be any quick call for a ceasefire.
I think that Secretary of State Rice and President Bush understand very clearly that a ceasefire is a bad idea if that means that the status quo ante would return. In other words, that all that would happen is Hezbollah would be frozen in place while it awaits further arms shipments from Syria and Iran. If Hezbollah paid no price whatsoever for a naked act of aggression coming across an internationally recognized border and attacking an Israeli military outpost and then lobbing missiles at Israeli civilian targets, not least at Haifa, I can't think of a place in the entire Middle East where Arabs and Jews live, Muslims and Jews and Christians live together in as much harmony as they do in Haifa. Clearly, this is something that Hezbollah seeks to destroy, and they are showing it very clearly, and only journalists and intellectuals fail to grasp this.
You're the president of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. How are we going to defend democracies which appear to be under such horrific attack worldwide?
The democratic experiment has been under attacks almost since its birth. Certainly in the 20th century, it came under ferocious attack from totalitarian ideologies, in particular Nazism, fascism, Japanese militarism, and communism. We weathered those storms. In the 21st century, we're under attack from a different form of totalitarianism. The Nazis said, Deutschland über alles, Germany overall. The militant Islamists essentially say Muslims uber alles, they must rule. We have to be able to stand up to this latest totalitarian threat to the democratic experiment. There is no guarantee that we will be able to, but if we don't fight, there is every guarantee that we will lose.
Thank you very much. I appreciate very much you taking your time to speak with us today.
My pleasure. Good luck. Thank you.
That was Cliff May, a former correspondent of the New York Times, and currently president for the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. Bridges for Peace is a Jerusalem-based Bible-believing Christian organization supporting Israel and building relationships between Christians and Jews. The Bridges for Peace Outreach Center in Jerusalem recently distributed 5,000 care packages to victims of terror. We also sent gifts of games, toys, and sweets to children who are spending hours at a time in bomb shelters. There are growing demands on the Bridges for Peace food projects as people in the north are facing daily missile attacks. Check this website. Go to the opportunities icon on the homepage. Give generously to join us in blessing the Jewish people. Make Bridges for Peace your Israel connection. Thank you for visiting the Bridges for Peace website. Stay informed of day-by-day events and the background comments by experts from here and around the world. Make Bridges for Peace your Israel connection. In Jerusalem, I'm Ron Ross.